Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Today we are discussing tomorrow, October 31st, Tuesday, also known as Halloween. So I figured we would talk about Halloween with Judaism. What is the status of Halloween? So according to Wikipedia, the most accurate and reliable source of information, Halloween is... many subscribe to the Celtic festival of Samhain. I don't know how to pronounce that. But basically is like this post-summer like holiday, which even in Judaism we believe now is like post-summer holiday because post-summer time, like we just started praying for rain, which kind of marks the end of the summer season. And so therefore, that's the pagan, one of the many sources that people ascribe to the pagan holiday that Halloween, came from. Many other people say it comes from the Christians All Saints Day. It's the eve of All Saints Day. What is All Saints Day? Is that they pray for the souls of the saints and for those who need to go to heaven and whatever. So either way, it seems like it has roots in Avodah Zarah, in idolatrous practices. So pre-Christian Britain, Britain before there was Christianity, they kind of had a multitude of idolatrous, religious practices or whatever. So this was the end of the year, that they would say that all the souls, they go to like their houses or the houses of their family of some sort. Again, another pagan ritual that seemed to be associated with Halloween. So in reality, the United States has kind of said that this holiday is a secular holiday, but in the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because do you know what else they call a secular holiday? Christmas. And do you know what else they call a secular holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Do you know what else they call a secular holiday? Hanukkah. And do you know what else they call a secular holiday? I don't know, Pesach. Like just because the American government calls something a secular holiday, like Christmas or like Hanukkah, doesn't mean that it loses its religious value or that it takes away its roots of what it actually stems from. So yes, it's true that most people who celebrate Halloween nowadays, especially those in America, do it with no religious feelings whatsoever. There's no prayer attached to it. There's no tefillah. Like it's just, you know, let's go do fun stuff on Halloween. Let's go like dress up or whatever. But even for just dressing up, many people will dress up in costumes that go totally against their own religion or their own religious beliefs. So we know that this is going to be usher because it has its roots in Avodah Zarah, and that we also have this idea of chukas akum of b'chukotem lo teilechu, in the ways of the goyim you shouldn't go. So the question is what are those two categories? So the two categories are as follows. So according to Tosfot, Chukas Akum is either something that is done that has Avodah Zarah roots, idolatrous roots, or something that is so stupid that it doesn't, like it's so stupid, it's so silly, with no roots whatsoever. Like every Tuesday I get out of bed and turn around in three circles for no reason. Like that's, again, a little stupid, but like if that's a practice, so we don't do it. That's considered chukas akum. It's usher to do. Well, knock on wood is a little bit of a different story. Knock on wood comes from knocking on the wood of the cross. You should definitely not do that. That is definitely a Christian reference to Jesus on the cross. Do not do that.
What?
Oh, yeah, please. Okay, so that is according to Tosfot. According to the Ran and the Maharik, anything that has basis in Avodah Zarah is included in Chukas Akum, and and the Minhagim, the traditions that are just stupid, like waking up on a Tuesday morning and turning around three times in a circle. So the reason why it would be Aser is not necessarily from Avodah Zarah, is only from Chukas Akum, and it would only be Chukas Akum if it has an element of pritzus, meaning it's non-sneistic, like there's something about it, like every Tuesday I wake up and I have to go outside wearing nothing, like that you wouldn't be able to do, or something that has absolutely no reason. Again, like turning around in a circle three times for absolutely no reason. And the Raman Shulchan Aruch basically says that the reason why you're not allowed to do stuff that have absolutely no reason whatsoever is because you're worried that it has Avodah Zarah roots, that if you have to turn around three times in a circle every Tuesday morning, you're worried that that really comes from the way that they bow down to whatever idol in whatever time period, and that's why people do it nowadays, but nowadays they just have no idea where it comes from. Questions, comments, concerns up until this point. Yes.
What was the group that had the worship of defecating in front of an idol?
Baal. Any other questions, comments, concerns? So, if it's the case that if you don't know where its roots come from, because you're worried that it might be from Avodah Zarah roots, and therefore you're not allowed to do it, for something that we know for sure came from Avodah Zarah roots, even more so would be usher to do. Even though, again, that the meaning has been totally taken out of it, that there's no religion basically associated with dressing up on October the 31st or going to go do candy or whatever else. Even though it has no real connection to the religion now, it's still Avodah Zarah. And again, we know where it came from. It came from Avodah Zarah roots, and therefore it is completely usher to do. However, there are certain minhagim that, or traditions, whatever, that we know the reason for and therefore would be allowed to do. So, for example, doctors wearing white coats. We could say, oh, there's no reason why we know doctors, why do doctors wear white coats? Therefore, it could have Avodah Zarah roots and therefore you shouldn't do it. So, no, there's a very practical reason because you need to know who the doctors are and who the nurses are and who's the attending and who's the this and who's the orderly and who's the that. So, therefore, to identify, each person wears a different uniform and therefore it would be okay for them to do. Again, because you know the reason, therefore you're not afraid. It has a very practical reason, meaning not waking up on Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning you have to turn around three times in a circle. It's a very practical reason to have to wear a white coat. Questions, comments, concerns? Okay, so question is now about trick-or-treating. Is trick-or-treating part of Avodah Zarah or Chukas Akum? Because there's no real like candy giving necessarily part of the tradition, or is it not part of the tradition? Basically, children just want an excuse to get hyped up on sugar for no reason whatsoever, as long as it's sanctioned by their parents. So, is it allowed? So let's just put it out there that, first of all, for trick-or-treating, for going trick-or-treating, being part of actively being a part of whatever traditions is part of the holiday would not be allowed, again, because of the Avodah Zarah roots. But what about just giving the candy, having a bowl of candy ready for anyone who's going to knock on your door? Is that going to be included in the Isser, or is that something that might be allowed to do? So unfortunately, as it is nowadays, that there are vandals and people, and maybe this is older, but people used to, whoever didn't give candy, they would vandalize, they would put the graffiti, they would throw eggs at the house, teepee the house, toilet paper, throw bricks through the window, whatever it is. So that would be one problem. The second problem is from Eva, which is basically hostility. You're worried that the goyim are going to be hostile towards you. They're going to say, the Jews never give. Those cheap Jews, they never give candy. And therefore, it would be problematic. So to make sure that Jews remain safe, on one hand, it's called Darchei Shalom, to make sure that everyone is protected and safe, you would be allowed to give out candies. There's a story of Rav Pam, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, who wouldn't answer his phone. And so people would... People wouldn't people wouldn't answer he wouldn't answer the phone, and I'm sure he got a lot of important shilas, and especially when people were sitting next to him. And he said that this was because of Derech Eretz. Just because there's someone sitting in front of me, I'm not going to go answer the phone when there's someone sitting in front of me who wants to, we're having a conversation, I'm not going to get up and answer the phone. Then it happened on October 31st that Rafam was sitting with someone and he wouldn't answer the phone no matter how important, maybe for very important shilas, but he was letting the phone ring because he was very busy and he had a lot of other things to do. So he was not answering the phones. But when he heard a knock on the door, he would go to the door, give the kids some candy or some chocolate, and then wish them well, have a good night, and let them be on their way. So you have a story from a respectable rabbi who very much said that it was okay to hand out the candy. So he did hand out the candy on October 31st. Okay, so in terms of dressing up, this is how basically the people who celebrate this holiday celebrate the holiday, right? So whether it's to be scared of, to scare off the souls, or to be like the souls that are scary, whatever the reason is, even if your costume is not particularly scary, it would be considered doing like the goyim, and therefore would not be allowed even to dress up, because it is, again, to be actively participate in the holiday is problematic. Yeah.
What if you purposely did the opposite and did something funny, where it shows that you're kind of not doing the same thing?
Right. So yes, that part of their way of doing it is dafka something scary, but I think that part of how it's become that it doesn't really matter if it's scary or not scary. People dress up as fairy princesses and this and that. It doesn't necessarily need to be scary, and therefore any dressing up on October the 31st to actively participate in part of the Halloween celebrations would be usher as part of the Halloween celebrations. Yeah. So again, being an active part of the Halloween celebrations is really the most problematic here, because you're being an active part of this this holiday that just is not ours and not part of, you know, just being scary or the souls, the whatever you're doing on October the 31st, even if as a secular, is just totally against our religion. It's not what we believe. And therefore, being an active participant Halloween would just be totally not allowed. Again, handing out the candy for people who come and ask you is not problematic, because that's not actively participating. That's if they're coming to your door, so you're handing them. Okay, it's not really such a big deal. In more Jewish neighborhoods, maybe they know, look for the mezuzahs and therefore skip those houses. So they're therefore great. You don't need to be like, you have to come to my house because I have the best candy. I did see online today that someone on Facebook said, make sure to buy Israeli candy if you're handing out candy, and give them Israeli candy. Okay. So then the question came up about, what about the orange donuts that have the spiders on them at Dunkin' Donuts? Are you allowed to get those? Is that considered – what? They're free? Okay, apparently Dunkin' Donuts giving out free donuts. Okay, so if you go on October 31st, maybe you can get free donuts. Question is are you allowed to get the orange donuts with the spider on them? So, what? Yeah, I'm saying, the question is, are you allowed to get it? So the question is, are you allowed to get the donut that celebrates Halloween? So the answer is you don't need to go out of your way to not buy it, because it's not celebrating the holiday just because you get something that's colored, because that's just the way it is. So you can be totally fine with eating the donut. Going to Dunkin' Donuts and saying trick or treat and therefore getting a free donut might be problematic. So I don't know that I'm not going to advise, especially on the recording, to do that. Probably advise against that, doing that. I don't know about that. Yeah, so I would advise not to do that. I would say pay the extra dollar to avoid an isser, and then to dafka go out of your way to say, I'm just buying a donut that has nothing to do with trick or treat. Don't get candy. So many people will say, okay, so what about Purim? This is basically Purim. What's the problem? The problem is that this is probably copied from Purim. They probably saw us getting all the candy and treats, and therefore they want to do something similar and therefore associated. Again, they probably want something, a sanctioned day to eat candy with their parents' consent, because who doesn't love candy? And therefore, eat as much candy as you possibly can until you throw up at least three times, because if you don't throw up at least three times, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. And therefore, but again, for Sukkani, for the donuts, you don't have to worry about getting an orange donut or a spooky donut, because again, totally fine. Again, unless you say trick or treat and try to get a free one, then probably more problematic. So then I got the question at least two times this year already that said, if I want to go into a Spirit and buy my Purim costume, especially after Halloween, am I allowed to do that? Again, I would say same thing as a donut. Totally allowed, because you're not buying it for Halloween, you're buying it for Purim. Just because it's marketed as a Halloween costume doesn't mean that you're then not allowed to use it. If it was something, I'll get to you in 1 second. If it was something that was like specifically like, this is the way we praise whatever God that we're bowing to, and this was like the done in those days, and it was done with a witch's costume, so there witches would probably not be a good idea for Purim. Again, but like, we don't know, there's no like real sense of how they, you're allowed to wear scary costumes on Purim, I think. I'll follow up and we'll do another share about basically on Purim. Yes, Emmy.
What if it says, like, what if you order it online and it's what? Not, and it doesn't, like, let's say it says online, like you go to the app and it says on the app, free donut, and it's that donut.
Okay, so then free donut for no reason, if it's not going to say anything, totally fine. As long as you're not going in the spirit of trick-or-treating, you're not dressing up and you say that I'm getting this donut because this is how I'm trick-or-treating, whatever, then it's fine. But if you're... To say that you're dressing up is already saying that you're actively participating in the holiday, where we want to make sure to avoid any even idea that one might be participating in the holiday, because again, this is not our holiday, this is just not what we do, and therefore... And therefore, we would just need to be careful, yeah.
By the logic of the donut on, what about eggnog on Christmas?
Eggnog on Christmas, I think it would be the same thing. If you want to drink eggnog, the chavod, I would not leave it out, until the next morning, hoping that someone climbs down your chimney, because that's not what we believe. But if you want to eat cookies and drink eggnog, the chavod, like, as long as you're like, this is how I'm celebrating Christmas, by drinking eggnog. Again, we don't celebrate, this is not our holiday. Like, it's just you have to be realistic with yourself, and you have to, if you're doing it because this is what everyone's doing and like whatever, that's a different story. Like, we celebrate Christmas in a very specific way. We eat Chinese food. Like, that's it. That's all we do. Right? Who did anyone do that? No one's family? No. Okay. But that, in the end of the day, we don't celebrate Christmas. That's just, it's not our holiday. So we just have to be realistic with ourselves. Like, it's very hard in America that, in Israel, you're not as associated with these holidays, so you don't necessarily see it. In America, we have to deal with it more of like, these are very big holidays, especially secular holidays, or they claim to be secular holidays, but in realistically, they are not secular holidays, and they are celebrated certain ways, and we have to try and stay away from those certain ways, so that way we make sure to maintain our ways of being Jews. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Yeah, you can get a deal. Going to a sale is not celebrating the holiday. But if you say, do you know what would be great? I really want to plant in my house, but I only want to plant in my house from December 20th through January 2nd. Like, you just have to be realistic with yourself. Like, if you're just trying to say like, oh, it's not really that, like, and it's going to be a tree and I'm going to decorate it, like, you just have to be realistic, right? The whole idea of a Hanukkah bush, right? Totally not allowed. That just makes, it just makes you celebrating their holiday using our holiday as like as a shell. So you're not really celebrating our holiday. You're choosing to celebrate someone else's holiday during our holiday time, but like it's all wrapped up at the same time. So again, not recommended. Yeah.
What is like the extent of this is a costume and this is just a different outfit?
Okay, so that's a good question. So that's a good question. What's a costume and what's something else? So my Rebbe said once, he said, okay, so like, what happens if I want to wear a jersey on, a baseball jersey on tomorrow, October 31st, right? The question is like, would you realistically be wearing a baseball jersey any other day? So if the answer is yes, I don't see an issue wearing a baseball jersey on that day. If you're going to also carry around the bat and also wear the hat and also say, and the gloves, so that way it completes the costume, yes, I would say probably not allowed. But I do know people who walk around in jerseys. Like, do I think it's silly? Probably, but like, okay, so, but that's what you choose to wear for the rest of the year, like whatever. Okay.
Travis Kelce.
Well, she didn't show up to the game the other day against the Giants, so like, whatever.
Just release an album, okay?
Okay, but so again, if you're going to wear it for the rest of the year, might be okay. I would not go out of your way specifically to wear something specifically that you wouldn't wear because it's not costume. Again, you're just trying to skirt around the issue. But in reality, God knows what we're thinking. So in reality, if you're thinking, I'm going to dress up for Halloween, but then you're like, oh, but I'm not allowed to now because Rabbi Albert told me that I'm not allowed to. So I'm going to outsmart him by wearing something that's not a costume, but a costume. But at the end of the day, God knows what your thoughts are and your intentions. So if you're going to try and skirt around, all you're kidding is yourself. And according to God and many sources, that's worse because why are you scared of people, but you're not scared of God? So if you're trying to skirt around and be like, oh, I'm so secretive and I'm not scared of God, but I'm scared of other human beings, that's more problematic. I see you.
What about setting up a Festivus poll?
Also problematic because Festivus is even worse. Yes.
So what if somebody hosts the party, but it's not on Halloween, it's not for Halloween, but it has a Halloween theme? If you're invited to the party and they dress up for the party, it's a Halloween theme.
So my Rebbe had mentioned that part of one of the questions that came to him was someone was told that they were going to go invited to a jack-o'-lantern festival. There was nothing Halloween in the title, no lashon of Halloween on the website. There's nothing mentioning Halloween, but it was a jack-o'-lantern festival in the fall, celebrating fall. I mean, like, so like the guy said, like, would this be allowed? And in the end of the day, it was kind of like, well, jack-o'-lanterns are typically associated with Halloween. And yeah, okay, you could say it's fall, but at the end of the day, why is it fall? It's because it's Halloween. Meaning, if jack-o'-lanterns were associated with Easter, it would be a springtime celebration. So, like, I think you just, again, have to be realistic with yourself. If they're doing a costume party in November or October to celebrate fall, but there's going to be spooky, and you just call it spooky instead of Halloween, like, you just have to be realistic. That's just celebrating Halloween without calling it Halloween. Like, if I host a party in December that's all red and white and I have a big guy dressed in a suit, you know, that's a red suit, but I don't say anything about any holidays coming up, like, and I give out candy canes, like, you just have to be realistic. Like, just because you just don't say it's Christmas doesn't mean it's not. So, again, you just have to be realistic. What's the celebration of Halloween? It consists of pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, spookiness, dressing up, and trick-or-treating. If any of those are associated with what's happening, it's a Halloween party, regardless of what it's called or not called. Does that answer your question? Yeah. So it would not be allowed. Yes. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
So candy giving out is completely fine.
If you're, again, not actively advertising, put out giant, you know, like the Weinberger household. For those who know, the Weinbergers have like a news thing that says candy here, please come here. Like, I wouldn't actively tell people, come to this house, this is the best candy house. But if people knock on your door, you don't have to slam it in their face. You don't have to, you know, but I would be careful. Like, again, if you're going to give out candy, please be careful. Halloween has notoriously been known to be a time where, unfortunately, the people of the world are known to wreak havoc specifically on Jews. That is a known fact throughout history. They use Halloween and Christmas specifically because people get drunk, people get too excited and they don't think, but also because people are dressed up and this people don't realize. So be careful, be extra vigilant. When I was in college, I made sure to lock the doors as soon as I got home, you know, make sure I had dinner for that night ahead of time planned out and told people I'm not going out of the house. Because I was worried. I think that nowadays anti-Semitism is rampant a little bit more. I would be careful before opening your door. Make sure that you're looking through the people. If you want, some people will just leave a bowl of candy outside on their step. Also totally fine. If you don't want people to know that you're giving out candy and therefore they have to knock. Again, also totally fine, but you just have to be realistic. Again, if you have a Ring camera, look at your Ring camera. Make sure it's charged for tomorrow. Remind me to do that for the house. You know, mine is not plugged into the house, so I have a removable battery. So again, you just have to be smart about these things and realize, unfortunately, that not everyone loves Jews, and just to be smart and careful about it, especially on days where people notoriously like to throw eggs, toilet paper, and bricks at people and houses. Yeah.
So would sitting outside the house, like on the doorstep with a box of candy, be considered advertising?
If you're not dressing up in a costume, you should definitely not dress up in a costume. If you're just sitting there normally, I mean, it's a little creepy. I don't think anyone is going to come up to your porch if you're just sitting there and be like, I have candy. So maybe like on the more so, it's going to scare people away. But no, I would not recommend sitting there advertising that you're giving out candy. but yeah, I think it's a little creepy, yeah.
Is there concern that sucker hopping could be viewed as some form of trick-or-treating?
If you're doing it in October 31st time, then yes, but sukkah never really gets that late. And I think that the difference for sukkah hopping is a little bit different. Like, I think like you just have to be realistic. And if you're concerned that it shouldn't look like trick-or-treating, so you do something specific, like you make a brachos party, right? Every sukkah you're making a different bracha, and you're making sure that there's divrei Torah, that you're not just going into a sukkah saying, sukkah treat, you know, and then leaving, and, you know, and that you're, you know, that you're wearing a costume for sukkah hopping. Like, you just have to be realistic, again, with expectations and what you're doing. Like, you just have to be real and say, sukkah retreat, yeah, like, trick or sukkah, like, it's just not what we do. So you just have to be careful about, like, what exactly we're doing and how exactly it's framed. So if you want to do sukkah hopping, you make sure that there's Torah associated with it, you make sure that there's brachos associated with it, and you make sure that it's really sukkah-themed and not Halloween-themed. Good question. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Well, it could be in October. It could be late October. I've never seen it late, like, as late as October 31st, but it has been mid-October for sure. Any other questions, comments, concerns? If you have any other questions, comments, concerns, feel free to also call and text me or see me after this year. Have a wonderful day.